Shalom Aleichem to our beloved alumni far and wide around the world. This is your old Rabbi Schwab, thinking of you and wanting to send you my thoughts before the Leil Seder, Pesach, Zman Chayrusenu, the time of our freedom, the time when we sit around the table with our children, and to pass on to them the entire repository of our commitment as Yidden, believing that you're the Am HaNivchar, the chosen people, and that we are going to be going through the Seder where we focus on the aspect of the Gadat Olavincha, telling your children the story of our original becoming a nation. The story of Pesach that we tell our children the Leil HaSeder has to be focusing on the basic concept of our Amunah, and who we are and how we got here. Igada to Levincha Vayom Ahu, he says, tell your child on that day. Ba'avozea also Hashem li betzesi mi Mitzrayim. The reason we came out of Mitzrayim is because we have done these things. These things, the Gemara says, is when we have matzo moro on the table, Joshi is matzo moro nochel fanecho. What we're going to tell our children is that this whole Seder night that we're going to be celebrating is commemorating the Yetzias Mitzrayim and the story of our origin as a nation from Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just a story. It's not a chas v'shalom fable. It's not a chas v'shalom fairy tale. It's not just a tradition. It's something that we believe with fullest conviction that it really happened, that it's true, and that our ancestors and subsequently we went through it ourselves. It's real. It really happened. Our Amunah is based upon the fact that it's something that we experienced. We know it's true. Like the Yodato Hayom. You know it. Our Amunah is because we know it. It happened to us. We were there. We experienced it. And it's as true as anything else that we can imagine is true. As a child, I always thought of my father's kittel. When he sat down to the Seder table and put on his kittel. And it meant a lot to him. And it meant a lot to us. Because by him wearing his kittel, he was telling us something very, very important. While the whole Seder table was in a very celebratory, very joyous, merry, happy moment of a family's life, there's an undercurrent there that is represented by the kittel. The kittel is what the father is going to be wearing on the last day of his life, a day when his life ends, and he has to go to his eternal resting place. That kittel is worn by the father on the night of Pesach to say, wow, this is the most wonderful, happy moment. We always must remember that what we're going to tell you tonight is as true as what any father who was about to leave this world would say to his children. It means he would tell him only the truth. He would never tell him a bubble. He would never tell him a story which is a fiction. He would tell him a story which is as true as anything that you could sense with all your five senses. It really is true. That's what the kittel represents to a family. What we're telling you tonight is absolutely true. All the factors of Yetzias Mitzrayim, with all the details, with all the 10 makos, and all Hashem's intervening in the affairs of mankind. Hashem is really there, and he's in control, and he's aware of every one of us and every activity. It's true, and that it is emes. Having said that, the mitzvah of Yigalata Levincha therefore represents telling your children, my dear Kindelach, what I'm telling you is 100% true. I believe in it, and I'm willing to go and give my life for it. That's the first important message that the child should get, that tonight is an avodah. It's in a very, while it's happy, it's a very serious moment, because we are going to establish deeper roots in our emunah that we have and live with all the time. And the mitzvah is going to be including not just that it is true, but to what level we have to believe that it's true. So as I mentioned in the beginning, we do this Seder b'shor sheyesh matzah u'mor u'munochem lefanecha, that the matzah and the mor have to be in front of you. Now, we have to realize that when Hashem said this to Klal Yisrael, he said this on the first Pesach Seder, which was in Mitzrayim, and they had to eat matzah in Mitzrayim before they ever left Mitzrayim, and they had to eat moror, and they had to eat the Korban Pesach, all in Mitzrayim before the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim ever occurred. Now we know when we look at the matzah, we say matzah zushon ochlim. This matzah represents our geula. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Think about it for a moment. In Mitzrayim, how did they say that? How could they possibly have said in Mitzrayim that this is the matzah that Hashem told us to eat to remind us that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim when they were still in the confines of Mitzrayim before the event of Makas Becharas, before the event of the following morning when they marched out of the geographical confines of Mitzrayim, ever happened? And the Moror. How can we say we're eating the Moror? Because we remember that the Egyptians embittered our lives. They were still in Mitzrayim. They were still under the rule of the bitter rulership of imagine the Nazi, a man in the concentration camp, thanking Hashem for taking him out of his concentration camp. He's still there. And the Korban Pesach, where it says Hashem skipped over the houses, Posach al Batim in Mitzrayim, Posach al Batim Yisrael in Mitzrayim, he skipped over our houses and smote all the Egyptians. It didn't happen yet. How could it be? What we're being told over here is that the reason the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, you know why the Yidden? Tell your children, because of the fact that you sat around the table in Mitzrayim before the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim ever happened, and you ate the Korban Pesach, saying that Hashem already took us out of Mitzrayim. The matzah was eaten before we went out of Mitzrayim, and we're saying we're as if we already went out of Mitzrayim. The meaning is like this, that emunah has to be so strong that when Hashem told them that they were going to go out of Mitzrayim, in their minds, they were already out of Mitzrayim. The emunah on Hashem is so strong that he's going to take us out of Golus, has to be so strong that we already say, Hashem, thank you for taking us out of a Golus while we're still in Golus. My father used to give a mushel of a person that was a poor, homeless fellow, didn't have any food to eat, didn't have any clothing to wear, didn't have any shelter. And he was approached by the richest man in the world. Imagine today Elon Musk would come over to a homeless person and he'd say, I know about you, and I see how difficult your life is and how miserable you are. I want you to know I have a check here. I'm going to be putting it in your bank account for $1 million. You can go to the bank. It's ready there. You are ready emancipated. You are ready taken out of a tribe just because he promised it to you. Even though you never saw it in the bank, you never handled it in your hand. He called the bank and he's going to put it in. That's all you got to know. But Hashem promises it's going to happen. You're a rich man already. That is what we're telling our children. Not only that we have emunah, that it's all true, but emunah has to be so strong that because Hashem promised us that ultimately, Mashiach is going to come. We can celebrate it today as if he came. That's why on the night of Pesach, we talk about Eliyahu HaNavi's coming in. Open the door as if he's already at the door. Welcome him into our homes. He's already here. Mashiach is already here. That's what we have to be mechanech our children, that it's so true and so emes. And so absolutely conviction, we were so convicted of it that we can already taste it. We sense it, we feel it. Go to Royal Shirt Benches, all bench my wonderful alumni. We know that everybody has their worries and their daggers. Everybody has their issues. There's no person out there among our alumni anywhere in the world, whether they're alumni or not, that can absolutely say that everything is perfect. Everybody has things that need yet find solutions. But it's Baruch Hashem Ben Shuvet. You will find those solutions, but even as long as you're still waiting for those solutions to be found, that you may chazik yourself. Strengthen yourself and say, I know because Hashem promised it. Ani mamim bevias amashiach. Afa pishis mamea in kozal chakalo. And as if he's already here. My best wishes to all of you for a wonderful Yom Tov. You and your family should enjoy. Zman mad chayir seinu. Well, may it be will that you will have nachas from your Seder table, from your children, and continue to have nachas throughout the year. And who knows, maybe it's still going to happen this year. It could happen any day. Still have another week. We could all be in Yerushalayim, Rav Kodesh. If not now, b'mehera v'yomenu.